Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This Friday, 100 artists from across the region are coming together to benefit the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation in North Dakota. The event, Standing Strong for Our Precious Water, kicks off with art at 5 in the American Indian Center at 202 West 2nd Street in Duluth, followed at 7 with music by Keith Sekola, Annie Humphrey, Richie Townsend, Jake Vineo, and others. Then, on the heels of this exciting exhibit, next Tuesday, Dr. Carissa White at the UMD Tweed Museum of Art is giving a lecture offering insights into the Native American art exhibit she curated at the Tweed. Dr. White was a professor of Native history at Northland College in Ashland before coming to the Tweed, and she joins us on Radio Gallery.
I am the associate curator at the Tweed Museum of Art. I started in July. So my first task was to curate the Richard E. and Dorothy Rawlings Nelson collection. We have all these gorgeous cultural objects collected from, you know, roughly the mid-20th century into the 1980s is when the Nelsons collected about, they gave about 400 objects to the Tweed back in 2007 and 8. So that was my first task, was to develop that narrative or a contextual background for it. I have several key points that I wanted to make about the case. One of which is just this amazing ability for Native people. You could see this through the various pieces. So I have, you know, historical pieces, and then I have more contemporary artworks. Native people throughout history have had this amazing ability to adapt to change, but also resist cultural assimilation efforts that were initiated by the federal governments. So I wanted to really show that through these pieces. So I specifically chose certain types of pieces to show that kind of merging of cultures, in a sense. So the resistance coming from the fact that, these cultural practices continued. You know, there's this continuity there, you know, into the present. We as Native people just didn't let go of our cultural traditions, and I think that's an important point to make. I find it important to get that narrative, that story, because I feel like each cultural object has a story behind it. There's a maker, there's a tribal affiliation. Even if it's not known, you kind of have a sense of idea of where it comes from. And so to me, it was really important to get that story across. And with that, attach language to it. If there's the name of the maker, one of the things that director Ken Bloom wanted to do within the last decade was to expand the acquisitions into collecting for one contemporary Native art. So the basis for that, the cultural basis for that, is acquiring this Nelson collection of cultural objects, you know, some of which are from the late 1800s into, you know, the 1980s. So we have these cultural objects that could be considered artifacts, but to me they're made with a lot of skill, technical skill, a lot of creativity, inspiring and amazing. So, and Native people are continuing to do that. So we have several other items on display where there's, you know, a bandolier bag, but yet it's made with the artist's style, his signature style. I'm kind of against categories when it comes to Native art and placing things into certain categories of like traditional versus contemporary, right? So they're always seen as, you know, separate things, when in fact, using different materials and having new designs, you know, that may be considered European. There's a bandolier bag from the 1800s that has a traditional European American quilt pattern in it. That merging of styles and traditions is an interesting story to me. What we're experiencing in recent decades is this major cultural renaissance in Native art, and local and indigenous art is like really on the rise, you know, because they tell such powerful messages of reclamation and what Gerald Visner calls survivance, the combination of survival and resistance. So all these amazing stories behind what artists are making is what I find fascinating and empowering.
Dr. Carissa White presents her lecture on Native art on Tuesday, December 13th, 6:30 p.m. to 8 at the Tweed Museum of Art at UMD. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.